Nolte, Washington Post deliberately buried its own Elizabeth Warren bombshell. By John Nolte on February 6, 2019. The far-left Washington Post did its best to deliberately bury its own bombshell report damaging to Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA. For years, Warren's denied she ever used her phony claim of American Indian ancestry as a means to advance her academic or legal career. But on Monday, the Post published a copy of Warren's Texas bar registration card from April of 1986, and on it, she clearly, and falsely, identifies herself as an American Indian. Warren has been batting down criticism about her native claim ever since her arrival on the national scene about a decade ago, and now those chickens are coming home to roost. In October of last year, Warren hoped a DNA test would finally vindicate her lies. So much so, she even tried to gaslight the American people. With the help of the far-left Boston Globe, with the blatantly false claim her DNA test definitively proved she's part Native. All the DNA test proved, though, is that Warren is as white or whiter as the average white American. What's more, her DNA was not even compared to American Native DNA. Rather, it was compared to people from Colombia, Peru, and Mexico. All we learned about Warren's genealogy is that, like most of white America, she is 1/1024 to 1/64th Colombian, Mexican, or Peruvian. As far as political disasters go, this was right up there with Republican John McCain suspending his presidential campaign in 2008 to go and save the economy. Nevertheless, she persisted with the delusion her DNA test was vindication and went on to launch a campaign for the White House. This week's release of Warren's Texas bar registration card only compounds this crippling disaster because it further undermines her claim she never attempted to cash in on an ancestry that was not hers, but despite having its hands on a major scoop, The Washington Post did everything humanly possible to downplay the story. To begin with, The Post dropped the story at 7 p.m. Tuesday night, when everyone was prepping for President Trump's State of the Union address, which was just 2 hours away. If you want to ensure a story gets lost in the noise, there is no better time. Worse still, The Post also buried its bombshell under a headline that has nothing to do with the discovery of the Texas bar registration card. The headline reads, "Elizabeth Warren apologizes for calling herself Native American." The first mention of this explosive document is eight paragraphs into the story. No matter how big your browser window is, you have to scroll for it. Democrats sure got it good. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.